Today is Tuesday, September 14th. What is now Hurricane Nicholas is hitting Texas, bringing life-threatening flooding to millions of people. And what to know about a historic recall election in California today. Also, maybe COVID-19 booster shots are not needed after all. What a new study found, though not all health experts agree. Plus, an urgent software update for all Apple devices. The biggest Broadway shows are back as of today. And a Taco Bell subscription? It could be happening. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Early this morning, Hurricane Nicholas made landfall near the town of Sargent, Texas. That's on the central Texas coast between Galveston and Corpus Christi. The Category 1 hurricane is bringing heavy rains and 75-mile-an-hour winds to that area. A couple of tornadoes are also possible. Now the storm is headed toward Galveston and Houston. The millions of people who live there and nearby are expected to get up to 15 inches of rain, which could cause life-threatening flooding. Authorities have been busy the last couple of days setting up barricades and getting high-water rescue vehicles ready just in case. Some schools along the Texas Gulf Coast are closed today, including those in the Houston School District. And many COVID-19 testing and vaccination sites have had to shut down. For now, people in that area are being told to stay off the roads to avoid risking their own lives or the lives of first responders. Forecasters say Hurricane Nicholas will keep moving across southeast Texas today and should make it to southwestern Louisiana by tomorrow. It's election day again in the country's most populous state. People in California are going to the polls to decide whether to remove Governor Gavin Newsom from office. Voters will get to decide whether to recall him, yes or no, and on the same ballot, they can choose who they think should replace him, if anyone. That person could serve the rest of his term, which is set to end in January of 2023. There are 46 challengers in the running to replace Newsom, but the frontrunner among them is a nationally syndicated conservative radio talk show host named Larry Elder. He's most known for speaking out against mask and vaccine mandates, and those are some of the main issues bringing Republicans to the polls. The Republicans who originally led this recall effort last year were mostly frustrated with Newsom's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, and they got more than 1.5 million signatures in support of the recall, which was enough to trigger this election. But since then, it does seem more Democratic voters in California have decided to back Newsom. A poll released Friday by the LA Times and UC Berkeley found 60% of likely California voters said they would vote to keep Newsom in office. No matter what happens with the results, this election is going to be historic. This is only the fourth time in U.S. history that an effort to recall a governor has made it onto a ballot. President Biden is taking it seriously, too. He visited California yesterday to campaign for Newsom and tour some of the damage from Western wildfires. House Democrats have now outlined exactly how they plan to pay for that $3.5 trillion spending package they've been pushing. As they've been saying, the money will mostly come from tax increases on the richest Americans and corporations. But now they've outlined the specifics. Under new legislation, the top tax rate would go back to 39.6%, just like it was under the Obama administration. That hike would apply to single people earning more than $400,000 a year and couples making more than $450,000. On top of that, Americans who make more than $5 million a year would face a new 3% surtax. When it comes to big businesses, the top corporate tax rate would go from 21% to 26.5%. And the minimum tax on what American companies make overseas would go up about 6 percentage points from what it is now. There are also proposed tax hikes for tobacco products, nicotine products for e-cigarettes, and more. Now, this is all to pay for one of the largest single domestic policy measures considered in decades. The $3.5 trillion measure tackles everything from climate change to education to healthcare to income inequality and more. Supporters say it's long overdue. But all Republican lawmakers are expected to vote against it. They say such a large package could make inflation worse and that raising corporate taxes could hurt the economy overall. Democrats could still pass this measure without any Republican votes, but they would need every Democratic senator to vote yes. And at least one moderate Democrat agrees with Republicans, saying it needs to be scaled back before he's on board. Debate starts this week. There was another scare in the nation's capital this week. A man parked his truck outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters near Capitol Hill. The truck had a swastika and other white supremacist symbols painted on it, and there was a picture of an American flag where the license plate should have been. So police pulled the man over. And officers say they saw several knives and a machete inside his truck. So they arrested him on weapons charges. Meanwhile, law enforcement is on high alert ahead of a protest this Saturday. Large crowds are expected to rally to show support for the rioters who invaded the Capitol on January 6th. Security officials say they don't want to see a repeat of that riot. So to be safe, a fence will go back up around the main Capitol building. Capitol Police have also installed temporary high-tech security cameras to keep an eye on everything this weekend. Even though American health officials have been working on a plan to roll out COVID-19 booster shots, a new scientific review shows they're not really needed right now. That review was published by an international group of scientists, including some at the FDA and the World Health Organization. They looked at trials and studies about COVID-19 vaccines and found they're still extremely effective against severe cases of the virus. So the review said whatever advantage boosters may give people, they don't outweigh the benefit of using those doses to protect the billions of people who are still completely unvaccinated around the world. Now, it did point out that booster doses are appropriate for people with weakened immune systems. Those people are already eligible for the extra shots here in the U.S. An FDA advisory group is still meeting this Friday to discuss whether to recommend boosters for the general population. At least some health experts are still pushing for them, citing CDC studies that show the protection from the current vaccines wanes over several months. So stay tuned. More news just ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by KiwiCo. Have you tried KiwiCo yet? My family and I have had so much fun with it, from the excitement of receiving our very first crate in the mail to the joy of knowing it's helping to both entertain and teach our little boy. It's also a nice change of pace for us parents. I know I sometimes get bored of playing with the same toys or just feel kind of clueless about what to play with next. If you're not familiar, KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids of all ages to make learning fun. And they're specifically designed to expose children to concepts in STEAM, as in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Each box is delivered monthly and comes with all the supplies needed for that month's project. KiwiCo crates cover a wide range of subjects, and it's a great way to start the school year. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com, promo code NEWSWORTHY. Heads up, if you have an Apple device, there's an urgent warning to download the latest emergency software update now available. Apple just released it to fix a critical security problem. Security researchers found a flaw that lets a certain spyware infect iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, or Mac computers. But here's the thing. The person who owns the device does not even have to click on anything to let the cyber criminals in. So users might not even know when they've been compromised. With this technology, hackers can control the device's camera and microphone, and they can record text messages, emails, and phone calls. The spyware is made by an Israeli company called the NSO Group. The firm sells its technologies to governments and police forces for crime-fighting purposes. But Amnesty International says the spyware has also been used against activists and journalists. The average user probably would not be targeted, but Apple still says everyone should update their devices now, just in case. And the emergency software update comes just hours before Apple's big product launch happening today. Apple is expected to unveil the latest version of the iPhone. It seems scammers caused a certain cryptocurrency to soar in value, only to have it fall a few hours later. A fake news release went around saying Walmart would start accepting Litecoin for online purchases, and investors had reason to believe this was true. A verified Litecoin Twitter account tweeted out the link to the announcement, and it appeared on the Real Press Release Service Global Newswire. Several major news organizations even picked up the news. But then Walmart announced the whole thing was a sham. Litecoin issued a similar statement. It's not clear who the scammers are, but experts say they were likely doing what's called a pump-and-dump scheme. That's when people buy an asset and then drive up the price, only to sell it once its value starts soaring. A new company takeover could have a big effect on small business owners. The software company Intuit is buying the email marketing company MailChimp for $12 billion. As Axios reports, that makes this the largest ever acquisition of a privately held company that built itself from the ground up. MailChimp started as an email marketing service in 2001. It now also offers digital ad services and customer relationship management tools for its nearly 2.5 million monthly users. Intuit says its goal is to help small and medium-sized businesses grow and provide all the services companies need in one place. Intuit is best known for TurboTax, the program that millions of Americans use to file their taxes each year, as well as the bookkeeping software QuickBooks. Intuit also owns Credit Karma and the online budgeting platform Mint. Taco lovers, there's a new subscription service just for you. Taco Bell is testing out a Taco Lovers Pass. With it, customers can get a taco every day for 30 straight days. And the monthly pass costs just $5 to $10 a month, depending on the location. For now, the chain is testing the program across 17 restaurants in Tucson, Arizona. But if all goes well, Taco Lovers passes are expected to roll out nationwide. Some of Broadway's biggest shows are finally back in New York City today for the first time in more than a year and a half. We're talking about huge musical hits like Hamilton, Wicked, Chicago, and The Lion King. There will be some new safety measures at the theaters, though. Ticket takers will be checking to see if all audience members have been vaccinated. They'll also accept negative test results, but only for people who are exempt from vaccines, like young children. Ushers will also be enforcing a mask mandate. Still, there will be packed houses once again. If all goes as planned, by the end of this year, 39 shows will be running on Broadway. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp. I'm a first-time parent, and at times, it can be challenging. In fact, any big transition period in our lives can feel really stressful. But the reality is, we don't have to go through those more intense seasons of life alone. BetterHelp pairs you with a licensed professional counselor who you can message anytime, 24/7, and get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule video or phone sessions as well. Yes, you can connect through text, phone, video, or all three, whatever helps you feel most supported. And of course, anything you share with your BetterHelp therapist is completely confidential. One BetterHelp user wrote that her therapist never made her feel judged and, quote, gave me perspective in an empathetic way that really helped me both process what I went through and gave me the validation I needed to move forward. So whatever your situation, I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what is the highest point in the world? Find and follow us on Instagram. We're at NewsworthyPod to play along. Just look for the quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, Iceland diverted roads to avoid disturbing communities of what? The answer is elves. Yes, even though Iceland is one of the most educated and technologically advanced countries on Earth, it's still a place steeped in supernatural traditions. Stories about elves, otherwise known as the hidden people, have been passed down for more than 1,000 years. And surveys show more than half the country is at least open to the possibility that elves are real, even now. So Reader's Digest reports construction projects like roads, dams, and factories are sometimes changed to avoid areas where elves may live. The government agency responsible for building and maintaining roads says projects are sometimes delayed to give elves enough time to leave the area. All right, thank you so much for turning to the Newsworthy to get your news each day. As always, we'll be back with more tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.